Hello friends, I am Iwobi Olagunju and I'm here to share with you a very important topic, and I want to share with you this time 5 things you must avoid in time of crisis. You know, people go through crisis in life and it's inevitable. No one is immune to crisis, regardless of your status, your positions, or your accomplishments. Everyone experiences his own crisis moment. And as we all know, that even the world at large go through season of crisis. So, and like I often say, sometimes or most times, the problem is not actually in the size of the load we are carrying, but essentially how we carry it. You can carry, you know, a very light load in a wrong way and you struggle with it. But even as heavy as a load might seem, if you are smart enough and wise enough to know where to handle and how to handle it, you may not have much of a problem. So that's why I want to share with you the period of our lives where we need to be most careful is actually the time of crisis. You know, you're already in crisis and you don't want to incur more. You don't want to have more problems. You don't want to, you know, add more troubles to what you're already going through. So what are these 5 things you must avoid in times of crisis? Number one is what I call spiritual drainage. Now you need to understand that your spirituality does a lot to help you in times of crisis. So you must maintain your relationship with your Creator no matter what you are going through in life. Now you see, The plan of the enemy is to make you lose your relationship with your Creator so that he can, you know, be able to bring you down totally. So when people are going through crises, sometimes, you know, some avoid places of worship, you know, some, you know, avoid praying because they think God is behind their problems. You must avoid this as much as possible. Spiritual drainage. You must avoid spiritual drainage. Nothing stops you from praying. You see, you can't become an enemy with your Maker overnight. Because if you run away from him or you turn your back on him, who else is going to help you? So maintain your relationship with your Maker. That's what I mean by not by avoiding spiritual drainage. It's very important. Number two thing you must avoid is mental blockage. This happens a lot to most people when they are going through crisis in life. You know, people lose their sense of thinking and, you know, even the common sense is no longer there for them. They are now being controlled by their feelings. They allow their emotions to get the better part of them. No, it's not. See, if you can't think clearly, you find it difficult to come out of your problems. That's what you need to understand. So avoid mental blockage. There's a way out of your crisis, but it takes your mental stability for you to be able to see that way out. If you can think well, then you will get well. Avoid mental blockage. That is important. Then number three, avoid time wastage. Yes. You know, time is actually a universal currency. We all have the same amount of time and it's our greatest resources. Now, when you're going through crisis, it's not the time that you should be wasting, your precious moments. You should be investing your time in finding solutions to your problems, in finding ways out of your crisis. It's not a period where you spend time on things that are not productive, on things that are not helping you to find a way out of your problems. So, time is of great essence, especially when you're going through crisis in life. So, you must avoid time wastage as much as possible. Then, number four, you need to avoid financial leakage. You need to avoid financial leakage. Now, you may be wondering why financial leakage. Now, money is a defense. And no matter what you're going through, you're going to need, finance, to do one or two things. That's number one. And then number two, if you are not careful in times of crisis, people seem to just spend carelessly without, knowing what they are spending on, without minding the return they will get. No, you must be careful with your finances. Avoid financial leakage as much as possible. If possible, you should cut, down on your spending to be sure you are making the right decision. As a matter of fact, that's some evil people take advantage of others during crisis because they feel, because you're looking for the way out, so they pretend to have the solution to your problem and then, rob you of your finances. No, because eventually you get out of the crisis and then you need your finances to continue to run your life. But if you have wasted everything, if you have lost everything in times of crisis, that means you're coming out of one crisis and you're entering into another crisis. Even if you're going through financial crisis, yes, that's the more reason why you should, avoid more leakages so that you don't have more financial crisis. That's very important. And then number five, avoid friendship breakage. Avoid friendship breakage. A lot of people do this and it is not good. See, you may not have the resources, you may not have the money. In fact, the time can be so limited for you. But if you have the right relationship, you can get out of your crisis as soon as possible, with little or no effort of your own. Yes, it happens. It happens a lot. Don't, begin to fight friends just because you are going through crisis. Everyone goes through crisis in life. The time of crisis is not the time for you to lose your friends. You will have more crisis. It is the time to bond even more stronger. So when you're going through crisis in life, you must avoid friendship breakage. Don't break away from your friends, particularly if they have done you no wrong, they have done you no evil. So don't allow your emotions to get in the way. Now I'm going through problem, like no other. So I don't want to see anyone, or you people are not feeling what I'm feeling. No, avoid sentiment as much as possible. Because when they were going through their own problems, or when their own crisis will come, you won't feel what they are feeling. That's the truth. So don't put the blame on others. Don't try to make other feel what you're going through, and in that you lose valuable relationships. You need people, no matter what, no matter your status, no matter your accomplishment in life, no matter your position. You need people. In fact, can I tell you this? People are your greatest assets in times of crisis. Yes. Now, let me make something clear here. I know and I believe that God is the Almighty and is actually the one who can take any man out of crisis in life. But once you avoid people, once you take people out of the equation, you make it even somehow difficult for God to help you. Because anyone he sends to you seems to be the one contributing to your problem. So if you can't even maintain good relationship with the people you see, how can you maintain good relationship with God that you can't see? God loves people and he uses people. So you must place importance on people. Don't allow the devil, you know, to separate you from people that have been blessings to you just because you are going through crisis. Because if you allow that, then you have given the devil the opportunity or the platform to bring you down totally. So I believe this message helps you. I don't know whatever crisis you're going through in life. I don't know what the situation is, but I can tell you that it is not beyond you. You can come out of it triumphantly. Thank you for watching this video. I remain your brother and your friend, AOB Olagunju. And until the next time when I shall be coming your way again, keep changing levels. And bye for now.